what is the effect of teaching children at a very early age a very powerful, linear, sequential, and artificial, I might add, method of reconstructing the world called the alphabet or numbers? You know, Western education consists of reading, writing, and arithmetic. And those are the three linear sequential functions best performed by the left hemisphere of right-handed people. The left hemisphere of both boys and girls is the seat of many masculine functions, as is the right hemisphere is the seat of many feminine functions of both boys and girls, or men and women. To speak and listen, you need both hemispheres. But when you write, up until the invention of the typewriter for 5,000 years, the hand that wrote is the same hand that throws spears, swings swords, and pulls triggers. Human beings have something known as hemispheric lateralization, which means that the sides of the brain look alike, but they're functionally different. And the reason for this is that we have this incredibly complicated program called language. When you introduce reading and writing, that reinforces one hemisphere at the expense of the other, and that manifests itself in culture in three ways: the disappearance of goddesses, the taking away of women's rights, and an abhorrence of images. The first book ever written in an alphabet is the Old Testament, 900 BC. The first culture in the world to adopt an alphabetic sacred text is the first culture in the world that doesn't have a goddess and that bans art. So why is art more dangerous than murder? There are abbesses that lead the major monasteries in Northern Europe. Women Christian mystics are revered by the church. But the most amazing thing is that the people of medieval Europe began to expend enormous sums of time, energy, and money erecting these fabulous cathedrals to Notre Dame. The goddess appears as an image, and the god shines through the revealed word in the written text. I believe it's the process of perceiving information that has been overlooked, because everybody's concentrating on the content of the information. Alfred North Whitehead once said that the major advances in civilization all but wreck the societies in which they occur. And nowhere is that more true than what happened in the Renaissance. In England, Anglicans killed Puritans, and Presbyterians killed Anglicans. In France, Huguenots and Catholics killed each other. In Germany, Calvinists and Lutherans killed each other. Spain killed the Catholics, killed the Jews and the Moors. And this period of history is known as the Age of Reason. The culture that was giving us Shakespeare and Galileo and Newton and Bach is the same culture where the men had a psychosis so extreme that they thought their women were so dangerous they needed to be murdered. The witch hunts of the 15th and 16th century were the most virulent at that time and in those countries that had the steepest rise in literacy rates. Whenever cultures experience a rapid rise in literacy rates, they experience a renaissance of logic and philosophical things and religious reformations, and at the same time, women's rights suffer, the goddess disappears, and images are abhorred. All that right hemispheric stuff. Within 10 years of the introduction of movies at the turn of the century, film attendance surpassed church attendance. Image information is very powerful. And what's happened in this 50 years since television? Women's rights have made an astonishing comeback. We live in a time where we have a whole bunch of people that are ready to join the 21st century and a whole bunch of people that are just starting their witch hunts in the 15th century. Anytime a culture depends too much on one form of communication, it unbalances the culture. The computer and the internet are also contributing to this. I mean, they're feminizing culture. What is the effect of millions of men's left hands connected to millions of men's right brains tapping out one half of every written message?
What is the effect?
Well, it feminizes, you know, it reintroduces the voice of the right hemisphere. If there was a time in the world when nobody killed each other over religion, and then there was a time in the world when it seemed like everybody was killing each other over religion, I wanted to understand what happened, what changed. The common denominator to all these murderous things are sacred alphabetic texts. We're witnessing the end of a 5,000-year reign of patriarchy and misogyny as a result of our enormous advances in image technology.